come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 194 of the 8-Bit Geek. This podcast is a lot like Thanksgiving dinner, you know? We all remember how great the holiday is as we plan to get together with family we haven't seen in a year. And then you sit down and start conversating. After the arguing, the complaining, and the fistfights, you realize it just wasn't that great. Yeah. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who stuff a turkey with something other than stuffing.
I stuff my turkey with pumpkin pie.
Because oh, no.
I'm not some fucking pervert.
And my name is
Doug.
Kevin.
Yeah, oh, he just went straight in. He was like, yeah, I'm Kevin.
Fuck it.
He was like, yeah, I'd stuff it, and everyone eats it afterwards. So
That's why I'm not invited to many Thanksgiving events.
Does everybody have plans for Thanksgiving? What's everybody's plans?
Yeah, sure.
Digi games.
What?
Video games.
Oh,
I don't have any family out here, so... We had a Friendsgiving with my friend Andrew and Karen. We had a Friendsgiving on Saturday. We might have something later in the week, but most likely, I mean, we're not going out to see family or anything. We're pretty much here for the holidays. So we're just hanging out, playing video games, relaxing.
So you don't even do anything with your wife? You don't cook with her? You don't make a dinner?
I mean, we've already did. We did Friendsgiving. We did that. I mean, we don't need to make anything special. I mean, it's why are we going to make a huge turkey for two of us?
Fuck, because of the turkey sandwiches after.
Uh-huh. for two people?
For two.
On a regular turkey, that would be like 2 weeks of sandwiches. I don't need 2 weeks of turkey.
And that would be fucking amazing.
What about, like, also, like, think of all the other turkey-based food, like, meals you can make out of that turkey.
Turkey burger.
You
have turkey pie.
Bubba.
You got turkey soup.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what's your classic go-to then, like, sandwich? Like mine, this is mine. I do an open face sandwich, okay? I put a piece of bread down, and then... Hey, calm that down, Doug. Just calm the fuck down.
I didn't say anything!
You went, sorry, okay.
Yeah,
let me scratch that. Okay, wow. So I put that bread down, and then I put like three or four pieces of turkey on top of that bread, and then I put that turkey gravy on top of that. Then I put that shit in the microwave, just heat it all up. Then I take that fork and I just cut through, take bites, and it's just delicious. Or you guys, you know, like there's that open face, or do you guys do like the more traditional, like put a turkey and some cranberry sauce on a sandwich?
I'm not a fan of cranberry sauce. That's just me. I don't know.
Me
not
neither.
A fan.
Me neither.
Especially Doug? Like lazy. I don't know if it's lazy or not, but it's always funny.
Like that Jell-O, that can, like Jell-O.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's still shaped like the can.
Yeah, it's like a fucking can.
And it's just sitting there on a fucking shitty plate.
Yeah, like...
slice it up. I like how you see the people slice it up to where they try to slice it where you don't see the can lines. They're just like, oh no, these are going to be delicious for everyone. Mm.
Yeah. You can see the expiration date engraved on it.
This might as well be Jell-O.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is.
Doug, do you not do anything either? Do you not get together with family?
No, I'll be getting together with my family, my parents, and we used to go to Arkansas, where like both sets of my grandparents lived, because they both used to work at the University of Arkansas. Like they both moved all over the United States, and that's how my parents met. So we used to go there every year, and we'd see both sets. But my grandfather passed away like a year and a half ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then my other set are like they're kind of like an assisted living facility, and like it's you can't really do Thanksgiving there, right?
Yeah.
So after my grandfather passed, my family started coming. Instead of going to Arkansas there for everyone to meet up there, now they all come down to our house or my parents' house. So there'll be like 30 fucking people at my parents' house.
That's how it used to be. That's how it used to be for me. Yeah. Is before my grandfather died,
everybody got together, you know, and grandmother died. Everybody got together as a family, and there was like 50 motherfuckers, and it was like a big hoo-ah. Everybody, you know, everybody had a good time. Now, I mean, then it all split apart, and then, you know, it's all shit. So nowadays, though, I do, we go to a friend's house, and everybody brings something. We're in charge this year of some dessert, and then Ants is a big fan of the dessert. I am, too. I love pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie for the win.
Oh, fuck yes.
I love a good old pecan pie.
Really?
I'm a good old Southern boy that way. Yeah, man.
I was never into the pecan pie.
Well, you're a fuck ass. I don't know why that's, the word of the night.
Yeah. But we're doing like a 100 deviled eggs to bring. I can't wait. I just can't wait.
What'd you say?
Deviled eggs.
Sorry, I was reading the chat. Deviled eggs?
Deviled eggs. We're doing 100.
Gross.
Oh, deviled eggs are the best.
No, fuck you, both y'all.
Fuck both y'all. That's more deviled eggs for me and Jer then.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Yeti in the chat saying that he's watching live tonight. He usually drives a truck for a living. Not usually. He does. And he's listens to us every day. So that's awesome. Thank you so much. We love that.
Hi, Yeti.
We love the love. Much respect.
I was going to say about my Thanksgiving parties.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So let's move on.
No, when I lived back in Chicago, because all my family is basically in Chicago, so we'd go visit them. And, you know, it was all good until this one year where somebody burned the turkey, and then the other guy accused his brother. You know, putting a baby in his wife. You know.
Hey, spoilers.
What?
Yeah, spoilers,
no, it happened.
Man.
Y'all thought we were joking before him. No, that shit was real.
That was the WK Thanksgiving spectacular.
if you like what you hear, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. Anywhere that you listen to podcasts, we're there, and we appreciate it. You can also rate us. We do enjoy that because that pushes us up the ladder, so to say. And so you can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, Twitch. Every Monday night we record live. You can tune in and hang out in the chat with everybody. So, and we want to give a shout-out real quick to our other shows on the network. If you listen, we have 8-Bit Legends. We have Divas Dropkicks and Dives. We have Brainberry Tarts. And we have 8-Bit Saga. Go listen to all those. There's something for everybody. It's a lot of fun. Also, you can support us on Patreon. We are going next year to a Comic-Con. We want to do some big things, and every dollar helps. You know, we're pretty transparent where this money goes. We update you guys as we spend it and as we get stuff. So it doesn't go wasted. We don't go buy shit for ourselves with it.
PlayStation 4 Pro I just bought.
Yeah, except for that. It all goes back into the show to make the show better and to make us better and to help us market ourselves. So that's where that money goes. You can always help us out for at least a dollar a month. You'll get some extra cool stuff as well. We do some pre-shows and we'll do some exclusives for that. But yeah, other than that, we can get this show started. Kevin, you just beat a game recently.
I beat two games over the weekend, man. I was productive.
Holy shit. What?
Doug's like, you crazy.
So cray cray.
I want to hear because you beat two games that were pretty similar. Well, not similar at all.
Yes. Almost.
But I wanted to see which one you enjoyed better. You played Titanfall 2 and then you played Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, right?
No.
Advanced Fighter Space Corps.
Is Infinite Warfare, excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
No, I played Infinite Warfare first, and then I went on to Titanfall. They're both actually pretty solid single-player experiences. I've got to give it to Call of Duty. I will say the best thing about them, like the effects, the action sequences were amazing. The graphics were unbelievable, especially I was going to say I bought a PS Pro for or PS4 Pro last week, and well, I traded all my stuff for it, basically. Got that. You do definitely see an improvement, especially on games like Titanfall 2 and Call of Duty. Gorgeous effects. Single player, I would say Call of Duty probably won it. They had a longer campaign, and they had space battles.
Get out of here.
So they had more going on. Titanfall was amazing. Great movement. Once again, great graphics. I loved the story, probably the storyline. Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to say the story was better in Titanfall. The campaign in Call of Duty, like as far as the action sequences go and the missions you'd went on, I probably enjoyed that more. But I like the story from Titanfall better, if that makes any sense.
See, I would have – Titanfall for me is in my – is going to be in my top three or top five gaming – maybe even top three of 2016 for gaming experiences. It was that good for me. It was that unique.
I don't know if I have a lot of – I don't even know if I can even list, like, three games this year that have blown me away, man. I'm like, I don't
– that's true, too.
Like, I did a bunch this year, yeah.
That's very true.
Man, Uncharted 4 is at the top of my list right now. I'm saying
that. I haven't even finished Uncharted 3 yet. Like,
oh, man, yeah. Uncharted 4, if you could finish that by the end of the year, it'll definitely be on your top three list, probably number one. I mean, it's amazing, amazing game.
I have to look back at my streams and see what fucking games I played this year.
I played a lot of survival games this year. Mm-hmm. Like, I look back and I'm like, wow, that was – you're going to see a lot of that in my list. But also, what you're going to find on my list is a fucking theme park builder.
Planet Coaster.
That's the same thing. Like, that might be like on my list, too, because it's like it's been one of the most addicting games I've played this year.
For real. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting into all this, but first, let's get into some misconnections. Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist, and we read them in funny voices. These are completely real, we don't edit them in any way, and we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
And if you're on the stream and you don't hear it, there's a long pause there. That's because Skype and Microsoft aren't working together right now, even though they're owned by the same company. They're not allowing audio output through like they used to. And the way that I have everything wired, so I do play a drop, you're not hearing it. So if you listen to the podcast, you'll actually hear that drop. So we apologize. Now we have a good one. This is so fucking good, and there's only one person who could read this and or write it. It's Sean Pettis. Sean, are you there?
Well, real quick, is this one that was submitted to us earlier this week? Do we have that one on here?
No, unfortunately, that one's not on here.
Okay.
We may save that one for. We may save that one. I'm still trying to work it to see how, because I was reading through. We may feature it next week. We'll see.
Okay, I know we were submitted one. I wasn't sure because it was really long too, and this looks like a hefty one.
Yeah, for our good, strap in.
Our good friend.
Yeah, the other two are pretty short, but this one, Sean really went all the way out, and I think I love it. I love this one. Hey, Sean, what's going on, man?
Oh, what's up, fellas? Just been super busy on my new role, Apen Saga, where I play a droid named PN15.
You're doing a great job Sean. I really enjoy it.
We don't need drops in the middle of the fucking show.
Oh, suck my dick, Jared.
If you had one, you robot bitch.
Whoa! Whoa! That's
so mean.
Well, you should have said to suck it.
Wow, that has got real personal real quick.
Cuts me deep.
It cuts deep. All right, what you got, man?
Jesus Christ. Sorry, this is a... All right.
This one is for my Angelina Jolie. Male for women, sup, butt stick.
What? What's up?
I knew it was coming, but I was still about to spit my water out.
Okay, now here's the question. Am I talking about my body or theirs?
No, that's definitely you. I mean, you know, it's okay. Like it's a Craigslist.
I had to make sure, so my body's curvy.
Well,
the listeners at home can't see, but I'm wiggling my eyebrows. My status is separated. My age is 28 this week. And then it says, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Yeah. Okay. That's legit.
No. And then it says, where we get to actual misconnection, I gotta move this to a different monitor.
There's a lot to read.
There's a lot to read. Dear Mycroft,
what?
Glad you did your part and stayed out of it. You always do. You of all people know the difference between fantasy and reality. I am real. You know that. I really must say, you are so fucking lovely. Lips like a rose and eyes that I want to steal because, you know, I'm a spiny anteater. Lol. What? Seriously. Sonic the Hedgehog.
What does Sonic have to do with anything?
He's a spiny anteater. Duh.
I think they might be off on that.
I like Rain's hashtag, I am real.
You really think I chose the side of your soon-to-be ex-asshole husband? Look at him there, standing with Steve Urkel. Okay, wait, he's standing with Steve Urkel?
Why is he in character?
Dope.
Yeah, I mean, he's awesome, in character. Dude.
Yeah. LOL, what's brown and sticky? Your poor, poor husband. Boo-hoo. So sorry he got butthurt after having to decide to give up his player life at the age of fucking 52. Seriously? Oh my god. What a whore. That little man, he'll have everything right. Wrong. He won't have you. No one should have you.
Oh my god.
You want an antisocial, highly intelligent butthole who will always try and make you smile? Here I am. I'm a banana roly-poly because I always... Hold on.
What the hell is going on this week, Sean?
I'm a banana roly-poly.
I have to make sure I read that right. I am a banana roly-poly. Okay. I am a banana roly-poly because I'll always make you roll your eyes when I go bananas over you. That's funny.
God damn it.
Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Hold on, that's a song, is it? Sounds like concert. Why? Because they are one and the same. People always overcomplicate things, but I'll be simple. You are not selfish to want a real man.
Why are you yelling?
It's in all caps. So yeah, don't play along if anyone posts for you. Even me. I really am being stalked by psychos.
Well, you put yourself out there, Sean, every week.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one I love, though. I love you with all my heart. My heart is in my head. And darling, a brain is everything. I see you like pink. Whoa!
That's a nice segue.
Nope, we've never met. Lol, I'm just crazy. I'm a banana. Suction! Now, when all this is over, just come see me. You know exactly where I am. I'm everywhere, not nowhere. I'm always checking in on you, even from afar. Better late than never, you know? I'll see you really soon because I'm not going anywhere and I'm never going to shut up.
Oh, God. You're going to get a restraining order, dude.
Signed, my pen name, LaFrancis Deuce Canoe. P.S. Why do you like hills? Because you're not a duck. Tippy toes equals kitty. You're soft and pretty.
What?
And I love you for you, Spaz. For you. I'll wait, Spider Lady. Don't reply to this. Tell me you love me when you see me. P.P.S. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Yours truly.
Sean Bennis.
Oh my God, you went off the deep end this week, Sean. Did you run out of your prescription?
Oh my God.
Yep.
But you're good now, right?
Well, this kind of takes me back a little way.
Oh, like, that shit was awesome.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Good luck following that one up, boys.
There's not. We're done. That's Misconnections.
We're going to try. Mine's a poet. So I wish that I had like a cigarette in my hand and a Steve Jobs turtleneck on.
Okay.
But you can imagine it.
Hmm?
8 knots, 13 steps. Lexi M., male for woman. Fall crept into winter, 2 years past. Camouflage flecks of crimson marrying snow, disfigured. Rivets driven deep, securing the lid. Petals gilded your path, crushing glass mine. Your scent floating at the cosmic counter. Dolls cast from you, embalming, falsely permanent. Skeleton keys locked, curtain hides, pages torn. Hands bitterly circle what was instructed to be forgotten.
What the fuck?
Was this a misconnection or are you like slam poetry?
That was a misconnection.
Slam poetry! Speaking in words!
She broke my heart.
Died for our Cynthia.
She took my cat.
Kev?
I loved her.
Kev, bring us home, buddy.
Well, Velvet's back in the house. He's got his voice back. Everything's good. Everything's good in the hood, and everything's calm. Mm-hmm. Also, everything's good in Orleans. This is a mature, hot wife from Wichita. I've been there before. Piano bar. Hey, hell. Male for women, male for male and women, male for women again, just to make sure you got that down. This one's in Orleans. Check it out.
Are you New Orleans or just Orleans?
Baby, I'm old school Orleans. Don't worry about it.
Oh, fair enough.
This is Thursday afternoon. You were coming out from the piano bar, getting your drink prior to service inside the lounge. I walked up and commented on your sexy outfit and hot, luscious legs. You responded well, and then surprised me when your husband came out of the lounge. And you said, time to stop talking about this guy wants me. He smiled, and I liked showing you off, but politely walked you away and said, it was only bedroom fantasy. I'll be back there in a little bit. You still have my gifted giving. What? I assume I meant to say gift, but I just got a little excited and put an ED at the end of that. You still have my gift. Given nope. And nope. Nope. Oh, he's, wait, never mind.
The rest of the sentence.
I had a rough night at the piano bar. A little hungover.
Are you still drunk?
Well, you got to keep the party going. You know what I'm saying? It's a piano bar.
Fair enough.
You still have my gifted, given, and very ready to pleasure tongue quivering. Oh. Did you two talk more fantasy fun last night? Is he ready to watch you enjoy being orally pleasured as you suck him? Wait, how does he watch that?
Oh, God.
Listen, I'm very ready. If it's you, tell me what was the name of the group that you are in town with from Wichita. I would like to lick that lovely pussy now. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Ever loving yours, Velvet Jones.
You having some trouble reading that one there at the end, Kev?
You know what? I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. You know, it's a different year now, 2016. Mm-hmm.
It's been 2016 all year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Well, you know, time stands still in Walmart. You know, you go back there and just a whole bunch of shit going down.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I have gotten lost.
Zubas and everything.
I've gotten lost in a Walmart before, and before you know it, it's 4 a.m., and you're like, what's in my cart?
Right, right. You know what's in my cart?
Lube.
Conversations.
Did everybody get to go see Fantastic Beasts and where to find them?
I know I saw it. I know Kev didn't.
Kev, you didn't see it? Why didn't you see it?
No. Because I would like to see the Harry Potter movies first before I go see that. So I am on movie 2.
Wait, you... Motherfucker, you still haven't even... You can't say you're on movie 2 and you're...
Okay, sorry? Do you want to finish that one?
So you've only finished movie 1.
Well, I mean, I'm on movie 2.
Have you hit play yet?
Excuse me?
The play button. Have you hit the play button?
Dude... Come on, it's 2016, bro. There's no play buttons.
Actually, there is.
On what?
Okay, so you haven't. That's fine. I found it. I found it to be really a lot of fun. I had a good time with it. I enjoyed it. I recommend that anybody go see this in theater because it's a good time and it made $74 million. Doug, what was your overall opinion?
I really enjoyed it too, and it's a standalone movie. Like right now, it's a stand. Oh shit! It's a standalone movie, and that you don't have to see the other Harry Potter movies before seeing it, Kev.
Yeah, you really don't.
Yeah, you don't like. Yeah, there's some like name dropping of like Dumbledore and Hogwarts. Well, guess what? You know that shit. You've seen the fucking first movie. Also, you've existed in the universe for the last like 20 years.
I've existed in the universe.
Yes,
I really love. I really love that people are marking it now for us in the chat. They're hashtagging everything. That's so
good.
Doing
our job
so
for
dumb.
Us.
Yeah, for yeah. real. Ants, I hope
Ants,
you're on
mark
top
it.
Of it. Mark it.
No.
Yeah. So, man, I guess I'm in my fucking throat, and it won't go away.
Dick.
Sorry for sorry for coughing up the D.
The Doug.
It's that. Yeah. It's that time of year where you get the flu and the D gets in your throat.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
But Doug's been coming over more often than I take it.
Oh, well, no.
Anyways, so Fantastic Beasts was a really fun movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know Jared said he didn't think that it had like the charm of Harry Potter, but I would disagree because I think that's part of the reason what drew me in the most about it was that like... It was nice to revisit the Harry Potter universe, but not have fucking Harry Potter in it. Like, to have a new, with all that same charm and magic about the Harry Potter movies, but to be removed from Harry Potter and Hogwarts and Dumbledore and all that shit and Voldemort and all that nonsense. Like, none of that has anything to do with this. So it was nice. It was and fun. And there were some plot holes in the story, and, like, there were some slow parts, and then there were some parts where it was just like, okay, but why? but what's the reason? And I understand it's the first movie out of 5, so like,
I feel like we'll get there. I feel like we got 2 movies in 1. I feel like maybe because we have this whole like new government of magic, right? In the United States.
Yeah.
And so they tried to explain that, but they also added a bad guy into that. And then we have the title Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So we had the title movie where they actually were hunting the beasts, and then we had this separate movie kind of going on that was telling this backstory and, you know, kind of building up this enemy. And so
yeah, which makes me really curious is that over a 5 movie arc, how big of a key player is Newt gonna be, and like, are they all gonna be Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? Because like, the main story that it feels like they're gearing up for is the Dumbledore Grindelwald story.
Right.
Which, as far as we know, because we don't know a whole lot really about that story in general, is that like, where does Newt fall into that at all? If at all. So like, I don't know, is it going to be 4 more Fantastic Beasts movie, or is it just going to be 4 more Harry Potter universe movies? You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I'm curious, but it was a lot of fun. It was a fun movie. Like, and again, you don't have to see Harry Potter to enjoy and appreciate this movie because they're separated.
But if you did see the Harry Potter movies, you definitely will get some of the references that are in there. So
Even if you've just seen one, right? I mean, like,
if you've only, if okay, so say like this, Doug. Let me hit you mm-hmm. up with this, okay? See okay. if you can wrap your head around this. Like, if somebody gifted you the entire series and you only got around to being like, well, listen, somebody spent their cold hard cash on this for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blu-ray too.
And Blu-ray. Yeah. And not only that, but mm-hmm. they had to pay like an exchange rate for like being yeah. out, being out but, of
like,
state.
Like they bought in like Canada or something, right? Where their dollar is worth more.
Uh-huh. Perfect example. Like, so you ended up, instead of spending like $60, you ended up spending like $100. Like, yeah. if you got those and you were like, you know mm-hmm. what, I should sit down and watch these, and you only got through one in a year, you could still mm-hmm. go see this movie.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd feel like a fucking dick, but I would totally still go see this movie.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go see that movie.
Hey, Kev, you know what you should do on Thanksgiving?
Go see that movie?
Marathon all the Harry Potter movies.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit. That'd oh shit. Good. Hey, real quick, we just got a donation from the Yeti. Donated awesome. $25, and it says for Sean, winky face.
Nice. Sean does. Thank you very much.
Oh. Sean doesn't come out. Sean doesn't come out from Misconnections much. So you got a treat there.
Thank you.
Not all you. Right, sorry, Yeti did. Sean, huh? Go back. Go away, Sean.
What?
Okay, so let's get with the shitty news first. AMC is considering charging more money for big tent pole movies.
What the hell is a tent pole movie?
Like a summer blockbuster.
Who coined the term tent pole?
I Steven Spielberg.
Who the fuck is Steven Spielberg?
So he talked a couple years ago. I think we covered the story a couple years back, where he predicted that the movie industry would move more towards like a play or a musical kind of thing, where you would get charged a lot of money up front for the big movies that were, you know, highly anticipated. They spent a lot of money on, and then the smaller films you would walk in and pay like $7. For the bigger films, it'd be like 25. And then, of course, he also predicted that a lot of smaller indie stuff and a lot of smaller productions and stuff would move to TV, which he would not be wrong. Like, a lot of stuff that we're seeing that's highly produced is going to TV, and it's really great storytelling on TV right now. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so they are considering it. AMC bought a theater over in the UK, which charges an obscene amount of money for the larger films, and they said that they are really investigating this to bring it to the States. How would you feel? Because we already pay. Okay, so if you go to an AMC and you go to a, if you go to one of their big XD screens and then you sit in one of their moving seats, that's like $20 a ticket. So that's generally the cost of that seat. Now you take all that away and go into a regular bigger theater with, you're just sitting there, and they charge you $20-$25. How do you feel about that?
Like an asshole.
Are you going to want to? So like, I just don't feel like you could take advantage. I know prices,
it makes you, especially with the prices of like popcorn and soda. Like, if you take a family out to the theater and it's going to be $20 to $25 per person, that's going to kill
$100.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's already bad enough, like with drinks and soda. I mean, or I soda and snacks and everything.
They just. Theaters are constantly complaining about how they're losing business and how like they can't fill a fucking theater for anything. Like, you know, maybe have a lot of people come out and see stuff like opening weekend, but then like typically, obviously, like it starts to like wear off after a while. Mm-hmm. And so like if you're upcharging people an additional almost double the cost of what tickets cost now for it, like you're gonna lose all those people, and then you're not gonna have this you know, like, oh, it says in here like, oh, maybe the bigger stuff will last in theaters longer. Not if you're charging $25 a ticket.
No.
Like, ain't nobody going to go see it. Like, and then it's like, well, and then they charge $7 for the smaller films. Like, those are the ones that are going to be more successful, because that's what people are going to be seeing. And, mm-hmm. like, you're going to see, like, this reverse where, like, suddenly, if you're charging $25 for superhero movies, what used to be your fucking bread and butter for the goddamn year so you can make your independent movies, that's fucking mm-hmm. gone. Like, mm-hmm. that's gone. Yep. You can't afford to do that anymore. But, like, and it's going to be flip-flop where they're going to be making so much money on their independent movies, but still not going to be enough to afford to make a superhero film, because it's not there anymore. And I don't know, like, theaters, That's bullshit, AMC.
Yeah, they're not. And AMC's full of shit. Cinemark. Yeah. There's a Cinemark across the street from my house. You could go see movies. Let's see, opening weekend. You could probably catch a show for like $7-$8, and that's like a legit one. If you want to pay for like the XD version, maybe like $9 or $10. 3D, yeah, maybe up to 12. Like Cinemark is doing it right. It's not the highest quality theater, but you know what? You're still paying so much less. When I went to go see Doctor Strange in 3D at MovieCo, I don't know if you guys have MovieCos out there. I don't know if it's just a like Chicagoland area thing. Mm-hmm. Went to go see it there, and it cost me almost $20. And it's like, at that point, I could add $5 to it and have the Blu-ray. Like, mm-hmm, I'm not going to pay to see the movie one time, $25.
And it's tough because we all have 80-inch screens in our homes now, and we all have theater surround sound. Okay, well, I mean, most of us. You know, Kev, you just bought a big-ass TV.
Yeah, but the point being, like, we all have... No, but
the point
like
is...
a 60-inch TV or whatever. But still, like, and with stuff being so easy to fucking find online and torrent now, where you can have these movies while they're still fucking in theaters because of just, like, the leaks and all this stuff, and you can still get, like, maybe not, like, true HD, but you can still get like 720 like movies and stuff that still look really good. Maybe not as good on a 60-inch TV, but like I torrented it and I have a proxy, right? Like, so, oh cool, they're never gonna find me. Like, and yeah, then
they
just
found you.
You didn't spend $20 on a fucking movie, and you got to watch it in your goddamn underwear.
Well, even take that away, even if you went and just waited for Blu-ray releases or the streaming release or anything like that, streaming releases now are, they come so close to the release anyways, so the movie's out of the theater in 2 months, and then all of a sudden it's already up on Apple or you know, wherever mm-hmm. you stream, so... Right. It doesn't take that long, so people will be willing to wait for something like this. Maybe it's working fine in Europe, but I don't think that you bring that shit to the U.S. and it works. I know it's more expensive out on the West Coast and on the East Coast to see a movie. I know their ticket prices. I think the average ticket price in Texas is like $10. The average in like New York and in L.A. it's like $15. But still,
it depends. I mean, when I went to California. This is like 2014, so this is a little dated, but we went and saw Interstellar IMAX screen.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego, California. $11 on a Friday night.
Yeah.
It wasn't 3D, but it was an IMAX, and it was AMC, and I'm like, that was California. And then I know we went to New York also in 2014. We went and saw Annabelle. And that was, I think, also at an AMC, and like that, yeah, it was like $9, and it was just like a, you know, it wasn't not 3D or anything. It was like $9, still a little more expensive than like I would have paid here at home to go see it, because it was like on a Tuesday night, right? When like this is weekend prices, but yeah, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible, but seriously, like, and $20 for a ticket? Fuck that, man.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Another thing, like Link and Ants are bringing it up in the chat, and this is something that I'll pay an extra couple of bucks for to be worth it. The worst thing about going to theaters is having to deal with people sitting there talking during the films, checking their phones, basically just being dicks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's another reason people stay home, because they would rather sit in their own home, watch it, and, you know, not have anyone disturb them, as opposed to going to a huge theater, you know, and dealing with all these people just kind of fucking the film up for you, or people walking in like 20 minutes into the film with a newborn baby. And then every time an action sequence goes off, the baby cries, you know, stuff like that. The one thing I don't mind paying extra for is Alamo Drafthouse, going there
because they have a no baby rule.
Well, they have no baby, no cell phones, no, like, basically no talking. They'll give you like one warning and then you're out, and it's like and everyone respects that. I've not had a bad experience at Alamo Drafthouse.
They need to open one closer to me, because they only have one in like Dallas and stuff, so I can't really go experience it. Yeah, I can't go experience it that, so just to go see a movie. But just even these little, you know, if AMC pulls it off, I think they're going to get a lot of backlash, and I just don't think it works. I don't at all.
Yeah, there's no movie. I'm sorry. There's no movie we're seeing in theaters for $25. Because, yeah, at that point, I can wait 6 months, buy the Blu-ray, watch it at home. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Sesame Street is getting a movie from Warner Brothers.
And,
nice. I grew up watching Sesame Street. It's I haven't watched it in so long, but when I do see those characters on screen, it's, you know, I get nostalgic.
Yeah, totally.
I would definitely support a Sesame Street movie. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Although, I mean, if they could have the same kind of power as Muppets. I mean, Muppets kind of own the silver screen. Sesame Street was always just kind of like the, yeah, the secondhand version.
I just want, like, how fucked up would it be just to do a horror movie with Sesame Street? Like, why not, right? Like, Big Bird just loses his fucking mind, and he just goes out on a killing rampage, and he starts slicing everyone. You know, he's just like, he's been hearing the count talk for fucking years, and he's just like, I'm fucking sick. One, two, and then he just slices his throat. Three, bitch. You know?
What is the body count? Three bodies.
I'd like to see that.
Real quick, Link donated $5. He says, can't do much better. I love you guys.
Thanks, Link.
Thanks, Link. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but like,
So
it's been a while since we've had a Sesame Street movie. I think the last one I can think of is that Oscar the Grouch, like the Oscar the Grouch
Land.
Yeah, was that what it's called?
No. There was
Elmo.
Elmo in Grouch Land. And then, oh fuck, there was a documentary. I watched this recently. I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney movie. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. If you guys have not seen that, I recommend, highly recommend it. It is a tearjerker for sure. But it's so good. It tells the whole backstory of Big Bird and the man who plays him, and just a wonderful fucking story. Like, you should definitely, if you can Netflix it, I think it's on Netflix. Maybe it's not, nice. But I definitely,
it used to be. I don't know if it still is.
Yeah. I'll have to look that up. I love Netflix documentaries.
Did you guys ever see 1985's Follow That Bird?
No.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, it's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay. I'll have to look it up. You're not like, it's not, you're not clickbaiting us, are you?
No, it's legit. It's legit. I grew up on that movie. I've seen it like dozens of times. It's like a Big Bird, like,
oh, I have gets, seen
like,
this.
Kidnapped or some shit. And then like, then he gets like adopted, or he's about to get adopted, but then like he runs away and he tries to get back to Sesame Street.
Dude.
So fuck yep. good.
I've seen this movie so many times. It didn't hit me until I looked it up, and hell yeah, I've seen this movie so many times as a kid.
So good.
Holy shit.
It's so good.
I get Big Bird is not available to stream.
Oh.
On Netflix.
And they had that Elmo one too, Being Elmo, but like that came out, and then like right afterwards is where that dude came out and was like, the voice of Elmo raped me or whatever. And it was like, oh, this is awkward. And then it was like, maybe he didn't, and they were actually in a relationship, but then like the dude was like 16, 17, so you're like, well, but it was really awkward. I think they took that movie down. It was really good too, because like the dude that did the voice of Elmo did it for 20 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it got awkward
real fast. Yeah. Real fast. They are still trying to make a Last of Us film, and Sam Raimi is still attached, but he said that production is at a standstill. I know we talked about this before. It doesn't need a fucking movie.
No. Like,
the video game is a movie enough. And here's how I can tell that the video game was enough. Doug watched a 5-hour cut. Was it 5? 8? 10?
No, it couldn't have been that long. It was about just the cutscenes?
Cutscenes and a little bit of gameplay. It was about 6.5 hours long.
So he sat and watched
then,
that.
And then I watched the DLC, which was like another 3.
Yeah, oh, so God, if you're going to put 9 hours in, you know that fucking game is that good and that story is that good. I don't think you need a retelling on the big screen. That's just my opinion. You know, I know a lot of people would want to see it. I just don't think that it's needed.
You know how you do it. Hmm. You don't do it on the big screen. You give it to fucking HBO.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Make it especially with Sam Raimi doing Ash versus Evil Dead, you know, on TV, they should do stuff like this. Do an episodic. You know, episodic Last of Us, especially, once again, getting cliche, but how big Walking Dead is. You can get away with
you
the Last
of
Us.
You can do a 10-season arc of the Last
or
of Us.
Or 10-episode season.
Huh?
You said 10. You said 10 season.
10 season, yeah. No, yeah, you could do 10 seasons of The Walking Dead. the Last of Us.
Yeah, yeah. I think you could probably do it in like 3 or 4 seasons, but you could totally do 10-episode, hour-long episodes.
Yeah.
Like, I think you could get that's a lot of TV. That's more than the game was. But
you can explore. You could explore like the Fireflies. You could explore like the origin of stuff, and you could see the outbreak and everything like that as it happens. That would be cool.
Yeah, I'd like it.
Great game though. By the way, if you guys haven't played, if anyone out there hasn't played Last of Us, it's on PS4. It's on PS3. Amazing experience once again by Naughty Dog. Go play that game.
Thumbs up. And
Kevin will buy it for you.
Yeah, Kevin.
I bought it for you, Doug.
I know, and I've played it. Well, I haven't played all of it, but I've played it.
Yeah.
And the good thing about this one from Naughty Dog is they didn't put waves of people, waves and waves of enemy before you get to go through to the more story. So,
well,
no, they were pretty minimal with it.
Yeah, they were. I mean, Uncharted is just like, we've had this talk before. It's just like, hey, here's a temple that no one has touched in ages. Let me go through this door. Oh, look, an entire army.
Yeah, Tomb Raider was also guilty of that too.
Look at all these guns that are laying around.
Hey, how'd they get a fucking Jeep in here? Is that a tank?
I'm the first person here. First person, aside from the small militia over there.
Yeah.
With their helicopters, their tanks, their boats, their Jeeps, their motorcycles, their houses that they've built.
They've been waiting.
That's a city.
They've been waiting months for me. Here's the deal. They've been looking at this necklace that I've been wanting, and they could have just taken it, but they waited for me to pick it up, and now they're chasing me. I don't get it, but you know, it's fun.
It's like that. Remember that Dishonored meme we were talking about the other day, where it was like, guy tries to prove his innocence of not killing anyone by killing everyone.
Guy innocent of murder tries to prove innocence by murdering everybody.
Perfect.
We were talking a little bit about our youth, and in our youth, we got some pretty badass films. They were called Mortal Kombat. I don't know about you guys.
Badass film. I wouldn't say the second one was good by any means.
I was too young to judge that, so the second one I still fucking loved, okay?
With the really shitty Baraka mask.
Yeah. I still loved it because I ate anything Mortal Kombat up. And when the first one came out, I was like, fuck it. I watched it a million times. Second one, I watched like half a million times. But we're getting another one. You know, I know that the Mortal Kombat series was on YouTube. Like they did these shorts, but now we're getting an actual movie.
Yeah.
And it got
the shorts were so good.
So we have Simon McCoy has been set to direct the video game adaptation. And it's being produced by James Wan.
Yeah. James Wan is, he did, he did one of the Fast and Furious movies, and he also did
He does like the scary movies. He's also doing the new Aquaman movie.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. Good call.
Yeah. He's, it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be fantastic. I want it to be fantastic. And can it be fantastic?
Yeah.
Please?
It looks good. I mean, yeah.
What do you mean it looks? You've seen art?
Wait, for what? Are we talking about Aquaman?
No, we're talking about Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no. I mean, just the thing is, and remember growing up,
Remember Star Wars?
Yeah, totally. But growing up, like, Mortal Kombat was one of the first, like, fighting games with an actual storyline.
Remember Chewbacca?
Every other game was just like, hey, we felt like beating the shit out of each other one day, so we started a tournament. Mortal Kombat came up with all this lore. They're like, in the Nether Realm, there was this, you know, man. So, it's they did a good job with the first movie, and then the second movie, like I said, it did like with a $20 budget, and 15 of it went to lunch. Like it was bad.
And it says fantastic combat and where to find it.
That's good.
I'd watch that movie.
For real.
Oh, and speaking of Mortal Kombat, this weekend in like the Chicagoland area, there was the Combat Con where it had a lot of the original actors from the video game.
You went to that once.
I did go to that once. This is an actual. The cool thing it was the same people hosting the Galloping Ghost, except it was so big last year that they can barely fit anyone in the arcade. So they actually rented out like a hall and had everything there. They had tournaments there. They
just
had
a hallway.
It's just a hallway, a convention hall, if you will.
There you go.
So they rented that out, and they rented the hallway
in the convention center.
Oh my god! There was another convention going on, but the hallway.
That's what they got.
And they were like, they're just booths. They're like, well, we got six tables, and we got about everybody just line up, and we're good. We'll just have people sign all day.
Yeah. But it's cool because it was one of the first ones I saw. Like, Ho-Sung Pak was there. He was the one who played the original Liu Kang, and he never shows up to those things. So it was cool to have him there. They had, like, the original Katana. Sonya.
Money's tight.
Hey, man. It is what it is. The cool thing is they took a picture together, too. The whole group, they had a picture from 1992 or 93 when they first came out with Mortal Kombat of them posing together. And then they had them, like, you know, from the weekend. And it was cool. They were trying to, like, recreate the poses and stuff. It was pretty awesome.
That's cool.
But it's good to see that after all these years, Mortal Kombat's still a huge, huge thing.
I finally finished Mortal Kombat 10 and finally finished the storyline on it. Gotta say, it was a good storyline, but they made a kick-ass fighting game. That's such a fun game.
Yeah, NetherRealm knows what they're doing. I'm looking forward to Injustice 2 as well. That looks really good.
Yeah. Valve is going to have to pay $3 million probably over in Australia. That makes it, what, 50 cents in there? Like 50 cents or something?
A couple thousand.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, they're doll- like, okay, so I guess... So people complain all the time and they say $100 Australian for a game equals out to $60 American.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how much their games cost is $100. So, Australia has a consumer law which guarantees a service for refund, repair, or replacement in certain circumstances. And Valve initially, you know, they never issued refunds for anything. So it looks like dating back in 2014, this case is going to go for, and possibly they're going to have to end up paying $3 million, which is fucking change in a goddamn cup for them at this point.
Yeah, that's not much.
And they've already opened it up for refunds. If you don't like a product in 2 hours, if you play under 2 hours or 14 days, they'll give you your money back. So no big deal anymore. So this kind of... I don't know, kind of a pointless...
it's kind of retro yeah. pay.
Well, one of the things they're saying, though, is that, like, Australia has, like, it's a legal right that customers are legally entitled to a refund, replacement, or repair of any product that can reasonably be considered defective or not fit for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's where it is. And then it says that no private enterprise can override the entitlements guaranteed by the Australian consumer law. So they're saying that, like, even if you put in 2 hours, nope, I say it's not fit for purchase or whatever. So this give me my money back.
56 hours in.
Yeah, they're saying that the third party, like that, or whatever, like that, the private enterprise, like that doesn't, nope, you don't get to say what we can, cannot return. Like, if we can reasonably prove that, like, it wasn't worth it. So No Man's Sky.
In 10 hours. I was about to say it.
Yeah, fuck it. No, I want my money back. And, like, there's nothing that your enterprise can do. My government's, like, law says that you have to give me money back. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what they're suing them for. But I'd be like, I'm like, fuck you. I ain't paying you shit. Suck my dick, Australia.
Oh, get the boot out.
Well, someone's never going to Australia.
He's going to get extradited there.
I know. I'm sorry to all of our Australia listeners. It's not personal against you. It's just the American in me that's saying, like, fuck you. You can't tell me what to do. I'm not a resident of your country. Like, if you bought a game through my service on the internet, whoopty fucking do. You're lost, bro. Like, you shouldn't have put 10 hours into that fucking piece of shit game. Yeah, we shouldn't have sold it.
Fucking Doug, the next Trump.
Oh god.
He went, yeah, he went,
hey, it's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge.
Let's see. Okay, so guess what? Mario's coming to the iPhone. We all know that, and it's coming in December wait. $9.99 for a running game.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys asked for it.
Once again, proving that Nintendo doesn't know their market.
Fuck. Like, Come
on. They know their market because people are going to pay that.
Listen.
And they're going to fucking print money all over again.
I'm going to get sucked into this. I know I hate that price, but I know I want to fucking play that game. And here's what they did. They did like crack. They're going to give you one level for free, and then you unlock the rest with the $9.99 purchase.
I cannot buy games on my phone or like I don't really use my iPad anymore, but like over $5, like for a mobile game, no, $5. Like one, because at that point if I'm gonna spend any more, I may as well just go get the actual like console version of it.
True.
When it's like games like Madden or something, right? Or FIFA when it's like, you know, $10.99, $8.99 or whatever. So like no. Like if this ever drops down to like $4.99, $2.99, sign me the fuck up.
Which it will not because
which
it's
it
Nintendo.
Right.
Okay.
No, they can suck it.
So this guy
wow.
who wrote this said that he said that it's the level of polish is outstanding for a $10 game.
No.
$10. No.
If
you
it's $10 it. On a fucking mobile like device, it better be fucking polished.
No. You guys misread it. It's the level of Polish is outstanding for a $10 game. So they basically really revved up the language there.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, they basically have the whole like Momwe Popolski, you know, like language going on. It's pretty awesome. Very unprecedented for a Nintendo game.
The level of Poles. There's a lot of poles
just
in that game.
Jumping poles.
Yeah, there's just a lot of poles in this game.
So
and not like Polish people poles, but like flag poles. There's just a lot of them.
Yeah, you finish a level like instantly.
Yeah.
Would you like to continue? 99 cents. Yeah, I don't see like there's no reason for that to be $9.99. I'm really sad that it is. It'll never go on sale, and it's something that I wanted to play, but I probably will. I'll download it for the one level and be like, this is fucking cool. And I'll want to pay the $9.99, but I'll have to hold back because...
I can't justify it when there's so many good fucking games out there that are free.
That's true.
Even if some of them are like the pay to win or, you know, whatever. Because like, I've talked about this game before. The Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's free. It's a free game. Now, there is a store where you can spend stupid amount of money to unlock stuff. Or you just play the fucking game. Like, and it's a lot of fun. Like, if they did that option where it's like, yeah, no, it's free. But if you want to, like, get 40 more hearts or whatever, like, or power-ups or whatever the fuck they're doing in this game, like, here it is, $10 or $5. That's another thing. Microtransactions, Nintendo. Everyone hates them. Just do it.
Yeah, it's true. I've been playing this game, Asphalt Extreme, and it's a racing game, and it's kind of like the new Horizon. What's it called?
Forza Horizon.
Yeah, Forza Horizon. It's badass. It's awesome. I play it in my downtime when I'm not doing shit, when I'm just waiting around. I've hit a paywall, but you know what? I've gotten like 10 hours of gameplay out of this game. I'm just going to delete it. And I'm just going to be like, well, I hit that paywall. I'm not going to be able to advance unless I spend money. I got my money out of it, which was nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Star Wars one, you don't have to pay for anything. You know what? Unless you want to, go make sure that you immediately have a character instead of like going through the process of unlocking, like, oh, I just want that character. Well, that's $50, right? It's stupid. Yeah. You get like a character pack with like five different characters, but like, that's dumb. I don't do
but
that.
People,
so I haven't hit that wall. But there's people obviously that are way ahead of me in the game because of it. But like, it's a game I play. There's daily challenges. I log in, I do those, like, and I advance slowly through the game because it's something just to kill time. But like, it's free otherwise.
Right.
Link said, how about that Pokemon Go thing that everyone, all the kids are playing?
Yeah. Hey, they made their money and ran.
They didn't ran. Everybody else ran.
Well, they still made hand over fist money.
They're still making money off of it.
Probably.
Respawn did not have a very good launch with Titanfall 2, even though the reviews were insane. You know, fives,
yeah.
Tens, nines. It was awesome. Thankfully, they said that it's pretty safe to assume that we'll explore more of the Titanfall universe, which is really good. I'm glad because Respawn had a fantastic game on their hands. We were talking about it earlier in the episode. I highly recommend. I highly, highly, highly recommend anybody listening to this podcast, go buy that game and support that company. Unlike Kevin and 2K supporting that shit game where he blindly he got invited to a party, and in that party he blindly was like, I'm buying this fucking game.
Hey, man.
They paid for my drinks.
They did, man. It's an exchange.
You know what? That teaches me one thing. Kev is a cheap fucking date. If you want to put it in Kev's ass, just buy him a couple of drinks first. And he'll be like, fuck me. Fuck me. You bought me drinks.
And the funny thing is, he's like, he's the nicest guy in the world.
And then I'm going to pay you for it.
I'm going to reimburse you.
Wait.
I'm going to buy you a car.
Yeah.
For taking me out.
Wow. Man.
That's what I learned that weekend, Kev.
I learned also that Kevin will waste all of his time talking for a free USB drive.
Yeah. Like, hey, Kev, let's go walk around the convention floor. Cool thing. Hey, State Farm agent. Here's a bunch of fake information. Thank you for this 2 gigabyte
thumb drive. It was fake information. And he's like, it wasn't a USB drive. It was a USB hub.
He goes, he's like, it was
actually worse.
He's like, it was totally worth my 3 hours.
No, it was not. The fuck off. It was less than 5 minutes.
He's like, I was sitting there enjoying my meal, and she walked by again, and she hit me up. I was like, have a seat, and I got another hub. We're like, where the fuck is Kevin? Is he taking a nap? No, I got these USB hubs.
Fabricated lies. This is all incorrect.
Oh shit!
But I got a free drive out of it.
No, sir, you got a free hub out of it. Yeah. You didn't even get a fucking.
It's not
drive
a drive. You got
it
a hub.
It's great.
Okay, let's. We'll end this. We'll end this podcast on this last story, boys. Get your fingers ready,
because
it's time to play some more pinball. Zen Studios has teased Bethesda pinball table set. We are getting a Doom table, a Fallout 4, and what's that one with the stupid dragon in it that everyone's playing?
Double Dragon.
Double Dragon.
Dragon's Age?
Dragon Age, no.
Oh.
Elder Scrolls.
Wolfenstein.
Skyrim.
No. Skyrim, there you go.
Wolfenstein.
Everybody, and they're going to do a Skyrim table. So we're going to fucking play, okay?
Yes, I got to beat your guys' score again.
Listen, you
got to fucking play.
We got to fucking play. I own more trophies than you do. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, really?
Why are you launching the game right now?
Yeah, as he just launched it. Kevin DBK is now playing pinball with that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you guys. That launches, when does that launch? It looks like December 3rd or 10th or 15th or 20th. So either one of those dates, it's going to launch. Kevin, Doug, are you playing the game too now?
No. No, I'm responding to, Telegram.
Okay. So that's it. I hope that everybody had a good time with us. We enjoyed everybody who showed up. Stick around after the show. We will do a little bit of Q&A before we go. But we wanted to say thank you. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, Kev, somebody did something. One of your coworkers listens to the show, and he said something. What did he say?
That he hates Jeremy.
No. Nope. What did he say?
Actually, it was a friend, not a coworker. No, he said hugs, love, and all that bullshit or whatever. And I was like, God damn it, Jeremy.
Damn it. I had it. We were going with the outro after you just said that, and then you said, God damn it, Jeremy.
That's a perfect outro.
Just kept talking.
Yeah, he just kept talking. I tried to shum.
Maybe we should have talked about this beforehand.
I thought maybe you could read the cues. The writing was on the wall.
I understood.
Doug followed. All right, everybody. Yeah. Hugs, love, and all that bullshit.